This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. John Deere & Company, the world's biggest seller of tractors and harvesting combines, said today that next year is going to be a tough one. The company is figuring to sell fewer of those big machines thanks to a slump in crop prices. Nova Sappho reports from Chicago that Deere's fortunes are very much tied to those of its farmers who right now are in the bust part of a boom and bust cycle.
If you've got $270,000 lying around and are looking for some new wheels, do I have a sweet ride for you?
Imagine a cab that's as big as you need it. Modern controls with touchscreen and video.
Okay, you probably realize we're talking about farm tractors here. And John Hawkins of the Illinois Farm Bureau says many of his members have had money to spend.
A lot of farmers were flush with cash and they traded for new equipment.
That's thanks to increasing demand from emerging markets, especially for corn and soybean, as well as fuel emission standards that required more corn for ethanol. But now there's an oversupply, and prices have already dropped by 50%, says Hawkins.
Now they're going to keep that combine or tractor a year or two longer than they probably thought they would.
And that's trouble for John Deere, which expects U.S. farm equipment sales to drop as much as 30% next year. Kwame Webb is an analyst with Morningstar.
If you say that this is a bust, then they believe that the forecast that they've put out there represents pretty much the worst of the bust.
And Lawrence DeMaria of William Blair & Company says John Deere will have little choice but to wait out the downturn.
Certainly when it is a cyclical company and the farm economy is cyclical and when things turn against them, certainly they're susceptible to those declines as well.
John Deere is also a victim of its own success, DeMaria says, because it did a good job in taking advantage of the boom cycle. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.